This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Saw a sticker on a watermelon in a grocery store that said boneless. I'm not joking. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you listen to a black man, kjradio.com, phone number 844-551-8255. Do me a favor. Jot that website down, kjradio.com. Jot down this phone number, 844-551-8255, because I want to hear from each of you on something at some point in my life. Let's just do that. Let's agree. You listen to me. Why not be a part of what we do? And remember, hey, Kevin, mentioned me on my show. He responded back. It could just be, dude, love your show, or, hey, man, like your show, but you're not as good as Limbaugh. Whatever. I don't care. I'm not going to get after you. I promise. I may say, hey, somebody wrote to me, said I'm not as good as Limbaugh. And I'll say, yeah, look at this idiot. No, I'm kidding. I'll say, to each his own. But you're listening. I'll go, yeah, you may say that, but you're listening. That's what I would say. I wouldn't be mad at you. I'd say, you know, you maybe you have a style that you like. Maybe you suffer from white privilege. Maybe you do not understand the black man. Maybe you are a racist. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking, man. I'm just playing. We do want to hear from you guys, though. Seriously. All of you, at some point, you contact me, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, Kevin Jackson TBS, at Kevin Jackson TBS. That's for the black sphere, for those of you who don't know. Anyway, so I see this watermelon, the sticker on a watermelon, it says boneless. But this is at a grocery store. Now, it was a graphic sent to me, and it says, Kevin, what's wrong with this picture? And I see this very succulent piece of watermelon wrapped in plastic, and it says boneless on it. And I was thinking, what? Who knew watermelon had bones? I've been just sucking down watermelon my whole life. I've never deboned one. Never. And I'm sitting there going, what? And I was thinking as I looked at that sticker of that watermelon on a piece of, sitting on its rind, wrapped in plastic with the sticker that some grocery store clerk put on there that said boneless. And I was thinking, I bet it's gluten-free too. Why didn't they stick a gluten-free on there? Now, here's the deal. I've seen seedless on a watermelon, and I'll be blunt. It's not always seedless. It kind of upsets me because when I get a seedless watermelon, I just want to slice it, doop, 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 cut it into pieces, and start chowing down on that bad boy. You know what I'm saying? But when it's seedless, it's not really seedless. What they mean is it doesn't have any black seeds. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's about to get racial up in here. Yeah, it's about to get racial up in this Kevin Jackson show up here in my joint because they say seedless and they omit the black seeds. And every now and then in a seedless watermelon, come on, hang with me, white people, you find one of them black seeds, don't you? Be honest. And what do you do? What do you do when you find that black seed? Do you go back to the store and go, you sold me a seedless watermelon and it had a black seed in it? I know that's what y'all do. Okay, you may not do that, but you flick that black seed away. But what do you do with those little white seeds, the little flimsy ones? Huh? You know what I hear? White boys tell me, now I don't know, I'm putting it out there. White boys tell me, Kev, I just eat those. I'm like, what? Even in my seedless watermelon, when I find the white seeds, boop, 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 I pick them out and I toss them away the same way if I found a black seed. That's right. No discrimination of seeds with the seedless watermelon in the Kevin Jackson household. I don't know how you treat it. Told you. It's tough over here. This is a radio show where you learn stuff about yourself. See, you're getting a lesson in how your watermelon etiquette is going on right now. You're being schooled. I'm watching you. Next time you eat a melon, you will remember this segment on the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com. Mark it down. Yeah. And so, just to recap for people joining, because people say, you know, you join at different times and they don't know what I'm talking about. Got sent a picture of a watermelon wrapped in plastic. Some grocery store clerk put on that watermelon boneless. Now, freak me out. It's not like fish, you know, get it. Boneless fish. Every now and then you find a bone. Boneless watermelon. Who knew? Who knew? Maybe my whole life I've been eating boneless watermelons, and now I want to go find a watermelon with the bones. Maybe it's more succulent. You know, it's like a T-bone. Sometimes that bone in it makes it better, like bone-in T-bone or bone-in ribeye. Yeah. I like a bone-in ribeye, personally. You know why I like a bone-in T-bone? Because you get to see the eye and that other piece of meat. That eye is the most succulent part. Anyway, I didn't realize there were boned watermelons, which only goes to figure there's probably some big boned watermelons that they give to the big girls. You know what I mean? Them big boned girls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what about this? Could watermelon, I said earlier, maybe it's gluten free as well. Maybe the next sticker they'll put on there is gluten free, Kevin, because they got organic. What's organic? It's not grown with pesticides. I don't care. If it's grown with pesticides, that just means the bugs didn't deform it and bite on the outside of it. I'm going to eat what's on the inside. I ain't eating what's on the outside. Oh, those chemicals leach in. Whatever. I've been eating watermelon my whole life, boneless watermelon, just to be clear. And, you know, I'm never worried about what the pesticides. I'm alive. My great-grandmother lived to be, what, 97? My great-grandfather lived to be 93. They ate watermelon, man. We used to go, when I visited them, they would bring the watermelon truck to the house. You didn't even have to go to the store to get it. Y'all think I'm lying? I'm telling you the truth. But I'm guessing watermelon probably got antioxidants, right? I mean, I don't even know what – I know antioxidant means it's non-oxygenated, and supposedly that's good for you. But then what about the hyperbaric chamber? I hear that's good for you. That's mega oxygen. So what am I getting at here, folks? I'm getting at the ruse, the marketing, if you will, of your life. You know, why shouldn't food get in on the gravy train of boneless watermelons? So what? There is no such thing as a boned watermelon. Just stick it on there. There'll be some stupid snowflake. That's probably a better word, snowflake. Snowflake college kid that'll go, oh, look here, hon. I brought home a boneless watermelon. Oh, my honey, you're the best. And they'll go laugh and do each other's hair. Anyway, so who knows? Antioxidant, gluten-free. Get in on the gravy train, watermelon. Don't miss out, is what I'm trying to tell the watermelon lobby. Don't miss out, baby. Go get yours. Go get that money. Shoot. And I'll just keep buying a regular one that's not marked boneless, antioxidant, and gluten-free and paying a little less money for it. Or, what they call it, organically grown. I'll just get the regular stuff. We're going to have some fun today, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com. Jot that down. 844-551-8250.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Senator Elizabeth Warren, and she's trying to clean up her record. That's all that was. That was Elizabeth Warren still claiming to be an Indian when we know she's a fake Indian. Now she wants to pretend that she's got creds. I understand that the only way that you can become an Indian is when you're on the registry. What she's saying is, I don't know what she's done. She's probably gone back, got Ancestry.com or somebody to put an Indian in her, and it's probably cut and pasted too, you know, like Cochise. Cut and pasted is her great, 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 great grandpa. But she's going to claim Indian heritage because you know what? She believes that if she can now start to put this different spin on the lie, we're going to be okay with it. There are many people that are going, oh, it's okay. And then what's funny is she then makes the claim. She says, I didn't use that to get ahead. I didn't claim that anywhere. Look, guys, do you want me to bore you and go look up all the instances where Elizabeth Warren, where Harvard said, we have our own minority here, Elizabeth Warren, who claims to be, you know, she didn't say the claims, who is an American Indian. And at least five occasions where this woman got crazy money on federal forms, checking off that box. This is her. Somebody's probably saying, you're our only viable candidate. We've got to clean you up. They did the same thing to Barack Obama. I can take you back to a law firm who started talking about, we have a great candidate, but he was born in another country. Why is it that we have to have that distinction in our, you know, in terms of running for president? Why does that have to be something that disqualifies? And they had already set the stage for Obama. They knew they couldn't get him in, so they fabricated who he is. And for the record, I don't care. His mom was married. People will get mad at me for saying this. I don't care. Barack Obama's mother was an American. I get the technicalities on her age and all this other stuff. But his mom is an American, and he, you know, whatever instances, he was born somewhere in America. I mean, they say he was born in Kenya. But his mother, if she had the baby in Kenya, it wouldn't be any different for me than, you know, she's a white chick, American, carrying her baby on a vacation in Kenya, has the baby there. I don't care. That's his mom. But here's what I care about. The all fabricated other stuff. His dad was a goat herder who went to Harvard. No, his daddy wasn't. His daddy was a radical dude who bumped up his mom because she was, having a fling. Big deal. I mean, my dad was in prison. Here's me, Mr. President. You know, I'm running for president. I say, yeah, my mom, who was in the process of divorcing my dad, but, you know, I'm going to clean it up and go, no, they were separated at the time, and then later, my dad, well, he would be exiled. Yeah, exiled to San Quentin. He was in prison. Clean it up. Oh, no, my dad, he was really brilliant. He was exiled for quite some time, and then I got to see him at the ripe old age of 16, and he didn't want to talk about it, but the rumor is that he went to live in Kenya where he goat herded. Whatever. That sucker was in San Quentin prison, a stick-up man. Robbed some white dude of $20,000 back in the day. That was a lot of money. And went on a drug binge and got caught and went to prison. Boom. What about it? But they got to glamorize Barack Obama's life. Oh, he did this, and then he went to live in Indonesia, and then he did this, and he trained at a madrasa. He's a freaking Muslim-worshipping, half-white, half-black dude whose mom was so promiscuous, maybe they don't know who his daddy is, but I think it's Frank Marshall Davis. But who cares? Half the black people in this country don't know who their daddies are. So why do I care? But Elizabeth Warren wants you to believe. Look, let me tell you something. Look at my DNA. Go look at my DNA report. It got, you know, Kevin's great-great-great-great-grandfather was Stephen Burton. Great-great-grandfather was Stephen Ford. And then once it goes back from there, boom, owned by plantation time. And my great-grandmother, she was a half Navajo Indian. I can go back to her, one generation of her, then boom, she's on the reservation and other relatives were on a plantation. End of story. Now, was she owned by Indians at some point? Possibly. Indians owned slaves. Yeah, they got into the market. But what I'm getting at is, I don't know. And I don't know. I don't care. That's where it ends. I can't go back any further. But let me tell you what Elizabeth Warren can do. She could go all the way back. She could get her. Here's what I would say to Elizabeth Warren. Run your Ancestry DNA or your 23andMe and put it out public and let the public go back and look at your lineage, and we will determine if indeed you are of, you know, Indian heritage, because I don't think she is. I think she's lying through her teeth, and I believe she has benefited from this greatly, and she's still trying to benefit. If Elizabeth Warren had any couth, she would say, look, I thought, you know, growing up, I never looked at it, but I thought we were Indians. Now that I've learned through my ancestry DNA that we're not, I'm no longer going to say that. I've had an affinity for them. I've loved the Native American culture. Having grown up thinking that, you know, it was a wonderful thing to think. But now that I know the truth, no harm, no foul, I apologize. And if she went, if she did get ahead because of that, I would just say, and here's the thing. Having thought that and no way to verify it or, not, you know, not wanting to verify it, I've been, it's benefited me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start making a donation to the tribal council of my Indian Cochise or whoever, and I'm going to make it right. Then I can forgive her. But you know what that scoundrel won't do? Exactly what I just said. Because she loves you to believe the narratives. Instead of telling you the truth, you know, she does, that Donald Trump, he's mean, and he's calling me Pocahontas, and I'm really Indian, and now I've got a way that I've been trying to, you know, go back and play with my ancestry so that I can make you believe it. That's all she cares about, making you believe her lie. That is what the left does. And sadly, this is the sad part, everybody would be much more sympathetic if she just told the truth. That's all she's got to do. It's not in their DNA, people. I don't know if you've raised kids. If you have kids or people that you care about, you tell them all the time, look, it's a lot easier if you just fess up. Don't propagate it. It's too difficult. Stop lying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Do you expect the games to end with Democrats? It's a legitimate question. Don't y'all looking at me like I already said it. I said the Democrats will soon end the games. But I put a qualifier. It'll happen late this year. It'll happen probably, it'll be after the election. It'll be between November, after the election, and the Christmas holidays. They will end the charade. Up till then, they're going to fight like a rabid dog. Or what is that? Is that a good analogy? They're going to fight like a Tasmanian devil. Is that better for you? They're going to fight. Their backs are against the wall. They're going to fight. So for those of you who are out there going, when is this going to end? Kevin, when do the games end? When do these people finally stop messing with us? When do they finally fess up and say, I was just talking about Elizabeth Warren the other day. I said, Elizabeth Warren still wants you to believe she's an Indian. Rachel Dolezal still wants you to believe she's a black woman. I want you to understand something. I want to go back to Dolezal because that's a good example. Do you remember the interview when Dolezal, they go, well, aren't you white? You're not African American. And she was like, well, I feel African-American. No, but your biological parents are white. And she had been saying her biological father was black. It was a lie. When Rachel Dolezal was asked a direct question regarding the ethnicity, her ethnicity and the ethnicity of her parents, you know, she said, I feel black. Why would you ask me this question? She did everything except tell you the truth. Elizabeth Warren. Found out to be a fake Indian, gets called Pocahontas, wants to make it about Indians. And there are Indians all over the country going, we don't care. We don't care. They make movies about Pocahontas. She a clown. There's nobody denigrating her. Everybody understood what Donald Trump was saying. But now she wanted to push it off and make that into something else. Adam Schiff has been caught. Hillary Clinton has been caught. James Comey has been caught. Barack Obama has been caught. Bill Clinton has been caught. McCabe has been caught. Strzok has been caught. Page has been caught. I could build momentum and keep going at that. You get what I'm saying? These people have been caught. They've been found out. We know exactly what they've done. They can obfuscate. They can try to, you know, play the set up smoke and mirrors and tell you, look over here and do whatever they want. We know what's going on. And they still won't say a word. By the way, Carl sent me a note and he told me he's still there. He still listens to the show. And he's waiting. He doesn't believe that these people are going to be prosecuted. Carl, they're going to be prosecuted. And I think that most of the audience, I don't have Zogby here. I don't have Rasmussen, but I think the audience is starting to believe me that we're about to start getting indictments. Because let me tell you, these people lawyering up, they don't want to admit it. But then you start getting a little more evidence. What's funny to me is Schiff says, if the Republicans release their document, it's going to be Armageddon. We can't release it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. You cannot do it. It will expose trade secrets. It's trade craft of the FBI. Republicans release it. Then they go, much ado about nothing. I don't even understand it. It wasn't a big deal. Okay. Oh, let's just play along for a little bit. Then the Democrats do what? We're going to release ours. We need to have a follow-up. That's what part of the discussion is. We need to have ours out there. So then they laced it with materials that you really can't release to the public. And I've already talked about this, but we knew what was coming up. We knew the gamesmanship that was being played. So, of course, Donald Trump says, all right, it's got too many things in it that would expose tradecraft. It's exactly what they said would happen if the Republicans exposed theirs. So they said, we're not going to let it out, and Donald Trump sent it back. And I want to read this story. This is from the Daily Caller. White House problems with the Democrats' rebuttal memo on the surveillance of Trump associates are genuine. And the document could disclose, quote, sources and methods. California Representative Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, confirmed. We need to go through that and identify that which remains classified, would implicate sources and methods or investigative interests. He said at a newsmakers' breakfast meeting on Wednesday, sponsored by the Christian Science Monitor. His comments constituted a direct rebuke to his party's top boss in the House of Representatives, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. White House counsel Don McGahn said in a statement on Friday that Trump was inclined but unable to declassify the Democrats' 10-page memo because it contains numerous properly classified and especially sensitive passages, and this is according to Politico. So what's funny is Schiff, who didn't want the Republicans' version of this, released it, puts theirs out there, knowing that it's got that in it. They all make a big brouhaha about how he won't release it because he has to declassify stuff and because it's a setup. One that you could easily spot. But anyway, then Schiff comes out himself, and he says it. Which way is up for these guys? Let me talk to the Democrats for just a second. Radio audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats, when do you find enough shame to leave your party? When is enough enough? You have a man who put himself on the line, was ridiculed when he ran for president, and then he won. And he won against all odds. Yesterday and maybe a couple of weeks before, I talked about Hillary Clinton and the mountain that she built so she could ascend the throne. She did everything. How Donald Trump won is nothing short of an act of God. Somebody could be put into sainthood for getting this man elected. I don't know who it is. I know we moved a lot of the black vote. My team, and that's going to be our focus in 2018 and 2020. So we did our part. And then the Tea Party movement did its part, so I'll take a little credit for that too with teapartycommunity.org. I hope you go join up. So we have that. And then the Christians came out and supported Donald Trump. A certain amount of youth supported him. Bernie people abandoned Bernie and Hillary once Bernie turned out to be a sellout. They voted for him. You know, a lot of people came in, but it was divine intervention that finally got Trump elected. How are you still a Democrat? I just would love for somebody on the left to tell me how you can be a Democrat. Forget that you're the party of slavery. Forget that you're the party of oppression. Forget that you're the party of no ideas. Because you philosophically may still agree with all of that. But how do you now look at your leadership? How do you look at a Barack Obama who signed off, who weaponized the IRS, the IRS too, but the FBI, and essentially said to the FBI, check in with me and let me know how things are going. How do you stay with him? How do you stay with Hillary Clinton after everything that this woman did, from cheating and essentially buying the DNC with money that she got from a bunch of poor Haitians, running a racketeering organization, a mafioso family that was using her position within the State Department to do so, while running a private with a private server, private email system hidden in her bathroom, basement bathroom closet, with a separate IT staff. Then she gets caught, deletes 33,000 emails, claiming that it was all about yoga and Chelsea's wedding. That turned out not to be true. Then, on top of all of that, bleach bidding her server, beating up her BlackBerry so nobody could get to the information, saying, I want it all out in the open. And then cheating Bernie Sanders out of the actual nomination, lying about, getting the questions in advance by Donna Brazile, and on and on, getting help from the President of the United States in order to thwart Donald Trump. And then we find out the FBI is helping her. How can you stay with a party like that? I'll tell you this. I would abandon the Republicans if they were that way. And by the way, I can't stand these weak-kneed sissies on the right. They're a bunch of weak-kneed sissies. But you know what? I believe in my heart of hearts that, and I'm going to balance this statement by telling you that I don't trust them. But I do know this. From a policy perspective, they will at least give me a shot. What you witnessed that happened to Donald Trump is what the left will do in an instance. And if they can do that with a billionaire, with the reputation of Donald Trump, what can they do to you? There's only one choice here, and it is to vote Republican. But it's not because they deserve it necessarily. It's because we are finally getting the right people in there. How do you stay? How can you possibly support these people? How can you support Adam Schiff? How can you support Chuck Schumer? If you're a Latino and you've been, voting Democrat your whole life, how can you stay there when you watch these guys play with your life? I'm talking about these DACA kids. You know, if you're black and voting for these clowns, how can you watch what the Congressional Black Caucus does and how they're used like tools and you stay with them? It's insane. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. I got to run. I got to pay some bills.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Normally, we have a much more cheery day. Oh, man. Let me just tell you, don't take all this stuff too hard, too much to heart. It's the world we live in. And it can be a cruel world, but we never know what the lessons are that we're being taught, I guess is the way to put it. You know, and it, what looks like a tragedy, and is a tragedy, and I'm talking about the shooting in Florida, the school shooting, there's more that comes out of this stuff. You don't know where these lessons are going to come from. So, you know, don't look at it through the prism of just the tragic part of it. We've already highlighted a hero, Aaron Feist, the coach who gave his life to save his students. What's going to be the impact? What's going to be the long range of that? Probably quite a bit of good stuff. I mean, you think about the notion of somebody doing that for you. That's pretty powerful stuff. That's the love of a parent to a child. And here's a guy, these weren't his kids. You know, I mean, biologically speaking. At least I don't think so. So here he is saying, parents, you entrusted me with your kids. I'll give my life for them. What about the parents? What are they going to be thinking about that man? How long will it last? I don't know. I don't even really care. Because as I say to you guys all the time, I'm not that concerned about a legacy, give or take. I mean, we want to leave something behind. But if that's your focus, you know, find something better to do. But this coach is going to be in memory for quite some time of people that he saved and the people that watched it happen and those that remember him. And he probably had a pretty, you know, he had already made an impact on these kids. If he's willing to give his life more, my venture is he's probably done a lot more leading up to that. So that's a good thing. We never know what's going to come out. Anyway, I want to shift gears. I want to talk about a few things that we'll never get to if I don't talk about them. Like this lion. This poacher that got killed by lions. Did you guys see this story? Here it is. Here's a quick little synopsis. It says a big cat poacher has been killed and eaten by the pride of lions he was hunting at a private game reserve in South Africa. The hunter was heard screaming for help as he was attacked at the Igualala Private Nature Reserve in Hoedspruit outside of Falaborro, South Africa. It says, but the lions quickly killed their victim and devoured most of his body before being chased off. They left his head untouched. I mean, that's gangsta lion killing right there, baby. They didn't like eat all the evidence where you go. I wonder what was it? Where did he go? Anybody seen, you know, Mburu? No. They left his head almost like a jihadist. It's the opposite of jihadists, right? They left this dude's head as if to say, yeah, mess with us, and this is what you get, baby. I just found that so peculiar. I wonder if they had been left alone, would they have eaten the head? I don't know, because they got chased off, supposedly. Now, I don't want these lions touched. I don't want them killed or anything. I think if you're out there trying to kill lions and poaching them, and they come up on you and tap you on the shoulder and go, bad day for you, brother, and eat you, good for them. You want to go out there and admire them, get in your Jeep and drive along and go, hey, Mr. Lion, Miss Lion and the Pride, hey, kiddos, whatever, and you keep on cruising, lion, you know, and you get eaten in, I'd be mad at the lions, even though I will say you are in their neighborhood, you know, and they can be territorial. They don't know if you're going to do a drive-by. And having been in one of those types of environments, I will tell you, it's harrowing, but it's you feel alive. Yeah, and they weren't hunting lions, thankfully. They were hunting Cape Buffalo when I was there, and it was in Kenya. So anyway, I don't feel sorry for this guy. I would like to. There's part of me that believes I'm supposed to. Well, let me ask you, you guys, do you feel sorry for a guy who sneaks into a private nature reserve to go poach lions? And why is he poaching them? Because they get hundreds of dollars per tooth. They get money for the paws. They get money for the manes. They get money for... There's all these supposed... It's not like tiger penis or whatever with the aphrodisiacs, but they do get all kinds of dollars for every piece of this lion. That's what I've heard. The skin, all of it. And so... Do you feel sorry for a guy that's going to... I get it. One lion might be a year's worth of work for him or whatever. I don't know. Go get a legitimate job, man. This is God's creatures out here, and we need to leave them alone and let them do what they do. Do I feel that way for what? Guinea fowl? No. There's plenty of them. They're going to breed and all that, but we're talking about majestic animals that roam the plains and just minding their business and, you know, hopefully we don't encroach on them so much that they're extinct. But I heard there's only 20,000 lions left in the wild. We've almost gotten rid of a lot of stuff. And look, I'm not one of these guys that I'm a guy that says, you know, you'll survive, you know, and you got to deal with man. But there are certain animals like these, the great apes, the gorillas, the mountain gorillas. Leave them alone. Leave the tigers alone. You know, some of these animals need to do what they do. Anyway, that was one thing I was thinking about. Then I saw this story. This is one that I really find interesting. Food stamp. For one grocery chain alone, $885.6 million worth of junk food purchased by food stamp recipients. So here's the rank, the item, and the sales. Number one. Well, here's what I'll do. Let me give you the items, and then you tell me if you can pick out which number one, two, three, four, five. Okay, so here we go. We got chips. We got candy. We got soda, ice cream, cookies, and cake. So I'm going to repeat that. We got chips, soda, candy, ice cream, cookies, and cakes. Now, there's a whole bunch, but just out of that, what do you think is number one? What do you think is number one? You say chips. Why would I give you number one of chips if I said it first? I'm just giving you some logic in case you want to change your mind. Yeah, candy. You say candy? Okay, what about soda? All right, so here's the numbers. My producers, you're wrong, by the way. You guys are wrong. Okay, number one, soda. $358 million in soda. $358 million. Chips, number two. $199 million. Candy, number three. $96 million. Ice cream. Oh, I'm sorry. Candy's number 11. Ice cream's number 15. $86 million. Cookies, $78 million. Cakes, $68 million. That's a lot. That can't be right. Those numbers can't be. Let's see. Rank, item, and sales. So rank, yeah, that's the rank. Oh, I get it. Because what they did is they did the rank, like number one is soda, and then number two might be, say, diapers. You got it? So anyway, one is soda, four is chips, 11 is candy, 15 is ice cream, 17 is cookies, and 22 is cakes. That total amount of junk food, $885.6 million purchased by food stamp recipients. So almost $1 billion, if we round up. I know we're, you know, $14.4 million away, but that's still significant. Oh, $114.4 billion. But that's a big number. You shouldn't be able to buy that with food stamps. And that's kind of the point of it. Would you have guessed that that's how much money we spend in food stamp purchases? I never would have guessed that in a million years, that we would spend that kind of coin in food stamp purchases. I get, you know, you want to reward the kids with a cake or something every now and then, and maybe you want to do a birthday cake or something like that. Maybe you could do a little allowance for that. But geez, excuse me, $886 million, $885.6. Here's another story we never got to. Judge who marries gays wins settlement. Gail Myrick, an evangelical Christian and former magistrate, was forced out when she refused to perform civil marriage ceremonies for same-sex couples due to her religious beliefs. She's been awarded $300,000 by North Carolina, the state, and a settlement agreement, $122,660 in back pay. Settlement comes a year after an administrative law judge ruled that the state violated civil rights laws by forcing Myrick to resign as a Union County magistrate in October of 2014, soon after gay marriage was legalized. She's 68 years old. It said, this case is about protecting the dignity of everyone in our diverse society. Faith and sexual orientation are deeply important to the identity of many people, and these two things don't have to be at odds with each other. The state of North Carolina should not have discriminated against Gail Myrick for her sincerely held religious beliefs about marriage. This is what the Heritage Foundation is saying. I completely agree. Look, if they change the law, you get hired and they say, here's the law, how do you feel about it? Oh, this is exactly what I feel. Then they change it and they go, now you have to adjust. And you go, no, I don't. You want me to adjust what I feel? No, I'm not going to do it. Anyway, I got to leave it there, guys.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.